This episode is brought to you by Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic, a 2-in-1 probiotic and prebiotic formulated with 24 clinically and scientifically studied strains to support healthy regularity and your gut, immune, and skin health. Optimize your gut health. Visit seed.com/Spotify with code Spotify for 30% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can do a lot just by sitting down. You can take a break. Or a nap. Or crack open a novel. That then becomes a nap. You can enjoy a park bench. Or really not enjoy a park bench.
Ugh, is that gum?
You can do a lot of things by sitting down. Like start your next journey.
The all-electric Volkswagen ID.4 with intuitive sit to start. It's the little things. It's a VW.
Today's show is sponsored by I Know a Guy, the app that helps you out when you need a guy. Whatever you do, at some point you're going to need a guy. Why? Hey, that's your business. So if and when you realize that you need a guy, just go to iknowaguy.net and within 6 hours they will dispatch one of their guys to take care of whatever it is you needed a guy for. And use offer code PODCASTS to get an extra guy thrown in for free. You need a guy? Over at I Know a Guy, they know a guy. Let's do the show. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling. I'm the host, and we are going through each and every episode of Friends one at a time. Each podcast is an episode of the show, so let's get to it and talk about Friends. So let's go meet the Friends. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast. My name is Tom Sharpling, the host, and we find ourselves at the end of season one. Season one, episode 24, the one where Rachel finds out. And what does she find out? Well, we're going to talk about that in a second. This one is written by Chris Brown, directed by Kevin S. Bright. And it aired on May 18th, 1995. This episode is about basically Joey participates in a fertility study, but things get hard when he has to avoid intimacy with his new girlfriend, Melanie. And she makes fruit baskets for a living. The gang has a barbecue, but only Ross shows up just long enough to drop off Rachel's birthday present because he's going to China to try to get a bone for the museum he works at. And then later, while Rachel opens her presents, Chandler accidentally lets it slip that Ross is in love with Rachel. And she is blown away by this news and runs off to the airport to catch him before he leaves, but just misses him. While Ross is gone, Rachel debates what she's going to do, and then she decides to go for it with Ross and goes to the airport to meet him. But unbeknownst to her, Ross has become involved with another woman during his week in China. And I want to say, first of all, we have engineer Jason here. And how are you?
Hi, Tom.
And we have Pat here. Who's engineer, I guess, not engineer, but just Pat's kind of keeping track of stuff. I guess he's shadowing a little bit and kind of learning the ropes a little bit. And you should just Jason, you can see he's running the feed over there.
Yeah, I've got the feed.
Yeah.
I've got the
and
feed.
Pat can, yeah, you should I'm, look at the feed and just.
I'm just happy to be here, sure. Happy to help, and love Friends. Just
thank you.
Huge fan.
I appreciate it. Just also, if you have any questions, you can ask Jason after the show, or if you.
That'd be great.
You should probably also don't be afraid to, take think you got to take a picture or notes, whatever, of what he's doing to see how the everything's kind of set.
No, I don't mind him being here, but I'm running things. This everything's good. Everything's good.
Of course
good.
You are.
So
of course you are.
Yeah, everything's great.
Yeah, everything is great. And yeah.
It's good that you're here, Pat. But
you're
this
running
is covered.
You're running things, and Pat is shadowing.
Luckily, I'm a little familiar with the equipment from Best Show.
Okay, good. Well, you can just kind of track what the settings are for the thing, because I guess 100%. It's pretty.
There's nothing to track.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm here. So
great, thank you. So this episode is one of those classic season enders that Friends always had. And it focuses on Ross and Rachel, the love affair that the two of them never seem to be ready for each other at the same time. And, you know, this time Rachel is finally ready. And when she's ready for Ross when he comes back from China, and Ross comes back with a new lady friend. Let me just say that today's show is sponsored by I Know a Guy. Sometimes everyone ends up needing some help, and not the kind of help you can get from your mommy or your daddy. And I just want to say I'm reading this also. I did not write this. Not the kind of help you can get from your mommy or your daddy. You need a guy. The kind of guy that can make problems go away. But it's hard finding those guys. You're not sure where to find them. And if you screw up, you're going to end up with a guy that will make you the problem. That's why you got to go to iknowaguy.net. We vouch for our guys. They won't ask you questions, and they'll take care of whatever problem you've got. Just log in at iknowaguy.net and let them know what the problem is. And within 6 hours, they will send a guy out to take care of whatever problem you got. And use offer code PODCAST. Now, they didn't even spell podcast correctly on this. It's PODCAS. I don't know if it's supposed to be the word podcast or if they meant it to just be podcast. You could try that at checkout. And you'll get an extra guy thrown in for free. That's two guys for one. iknowaguy.net. You need a guy. They know a guy. So
does Jason usually proofread these for you, or is that something...
No, the copy comes in, and I guess I generally handle it.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's not a conscious thing. It's just kind of the work.
If it's something you want help with.
No.
It's never really needed, Pat.
Well, it was needed right there because I don't know if
there was a typo.
Code.
I don't know if
typo
you,
or
if
not.
You heard that typo, but there was
podcast, yeah.
Clear.
Well, I mean, Jason also... He didn't hear that, but he doesn't watch the episodes of the show either.
I got you. Yeah.
So
did you watch this episode, Pat?
I did. It's kind of an early favorite of mine, but mm-hmm. also it's teasing at the greatness of the show at an mm-hmm. early point. You'd think that they would be kind of blowing their lead a little bit with mm-hmm. the relationship of Rachel and Ross. It's kind of an early, but you know, in the show's history at that point, maybe the creators didn't know how long it would go on.
That's a great
if this
point.
Was going to be a three season yes. show, they'd want to get that Ross mm-hmm. and Rachel tension brewing early.
Yeah, so. They weren't picked up for 10.
Yeah. Nobody cares, Pat.
Well, I care and Pat cares. Okay. So if you're not going to pay attention to the show or care about the show, or if you're going to go tell all your friends that the show sucks.
Oh, my God. We're still on that?
It was still on it. We talked about it.
I apologize for that.
The last episode.
We walked outside. I kept trying to get you to go Billy's with me.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't go, and I said I was sorry.
Mm-hmm.
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
That's now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by the irresistible taste of Jif peanut butter. It's that jiffing good, it doesn't really need advertising. So instead, enjoy 30 straight seconds of semi-interesting animal facts, courtesy of Jif. Gorillas are ticklish. Jellyfish have no heart, but they don't care because they have no brain. Platypuses can sting with their feet. The offspring of a bison and a cow is called a beefalo. Coral are technically animals, so this is technically an animal fact. New Yorkers bite far more people each year than sharks do. Dogs have four legs. The ancient Aztecs referred to armadillos as turtle rabbits. Millipedes can sing. Koalas have human-like fingerprints. Humans can use their koala-like fingers to get their incredible Jif peanut butter at Jif.com.
I wouldn't be here if I didn't...
Well, that's a great point, Pat.
Hey, isn't this the time of the show we should be doing Friends first? See, that's what an engineer knows.
Well, an engineer...
He knows the clock.
Well, you're wrong because I'm not done talking about the episode yet. If you paid attention to the episodes as they happen, I usually discuss what each of the characters did within the episode during this portion to say
And you rate the characters.
That's coming.
Yeah, that's at the end, Pat. Yeah. Listen to an episode.
But I kind of... Pat...
I'm pretty caught up, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Pat. Joey's doing a fertility study, can't have intercourse, but Monica convinces him to spend his quote-unquote energy pleasing his lady friend, who's played by Corin Borer, who appeared in movies like Police Academy 4.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun, and she's good in this, and she's one of those actors you see on TV a whole lot and in movies, and it was fun to see her in the episode. And
I didn't know that fact.
Yes. Well, that's fun. You didn't. There's a fun fact coming, but that's like a precursor to it.
Yeah. Pre-fact.
Thank you. Again,
yeah, pre-fun fact.
Yes. Jack Riley from Newhart, from the Bob Newhart Show, is also in this episode. He's somebody who's boarding the plane with Ross and is mistakenly relayed a message from Rachel to the guy in the blue jacket. And Jack Riley, who is a recurring character on the Bob Newhart Show, is on it. And it makes me wonder whether Peter Boners, the who's directed a few episodes, who was the Jerry the Dentist on Bob Newhart, had any say in getting him on the thing. I don't know either which way, but let's go. It's time for a... Friends first. This is the first few here. First season ending cliffhanger of the series.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first title to include Rachel's name.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And it's also the first time one of the friends rushes to the airport to meet up with another friend who's either flying out or coming back in, which is a recurring
theme.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a trope, but a good one.
Yes. It is a good trope, and it's something that...
Why is he here?
It's none of your business why he's here, okay?
Jason, do you put a hard limiter on these episodes generally, or are you
there's a hard limiter, Pat.
But what kind of compression are you?
Yeah, I do a hard limiter, and I normalize. I'm not going to tell you what I normalize it to.
Right. Slow down.
Screenshot. Yeah. Take a picture of the screen.
I'm turning the screen off.
Take a picture of the screen.
If you could, okay.
Just take a picture of the screen.
I'm sorry, Tom. Keep going.
Are you freaking kidding me? Is this what it's going to be?
Time for another fun Friends fact.
So as Ross and Julie enter the terminal, Julie is Ross's new girlfriend, they enter the terminal. Behind them, you can see Bill Lawrence, who was a writer for the first season of Friends, who later went on to create Scrubs and Cougar Town, which starred Courtney Cox. You can see him walking behind them. He has dark brown hair, and he's talking to a fellow passenger.
Never knew that.
Yeah. Were you saying something?
I've put so much...
It's the line of the episode.
So this one starts early in the episode. It's Joey's explaining that... Joey says, it's a fertility study. And Monica goes, oh, Joey, please tell me you're only donating your time. Joey says, all right, come on, you guys. It's not that big a deal, really. I mean, I just go down there every other day and... make my contribution to the project. Hey, but at the end of the 2 weeks, I get $700. Phoebe goes, wow. Oh, so you're going to be making money hand over fist. And then the group laughs. the thing. Yeah.
That is the fakest laugh I've ever heard in my life.
You'd think Joey would somehow get the line there, but it ends up being a Phoebe line.
Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, shut up.
This
guy's
is
into
ridiculous.
The show.
Ridiculous. I've done 24 episodes. Yeah, I effed up once.
Yeah. Please. You effed up once.
I effed up once.
You effed up once. You by ripping me to the entire group.
Yes.
Of fellow comedians and agents and stuff. Yes.
Pat, this does not involve you.
I read about it on Splitsider, actually.
Yeah.
I'm sorry it made Splitsider.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that there was a reporter from Splitsider there.
This show is going to be the end of me and the best show that I'm doing some friends thing that you said is sad.
Yes.
And pathetic.
Right.
That I'm late to the game getting on this.
That I hope the studio burned down.
Now I'm not sure if you guys are talking AV Club or Splitsider. I don't know. There's more than one piece.
Just don't
of
even
news
Pat,
out there.
Don't ask Pat.
Yeah.
Rank the episode. I don't have a sound effect for that after 24 episodes.
Hold on, I'm going to take a quick note here.
Yeah. Is that anything you have? Is that something in your wheelhouse?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
To put like little bumpers and stingers together.
Yeah.
Where did you do that professionally?
Uh-huh. I'm sorry.
Because I did that professionally at a couple radio stations.
Well, you didn't do it at all here, professionally or amateurly or whatever. You had 24 frickin' episodes to do it.
I did three.
You did three. Oh, so that's one every 8 episodes then, if you average it out.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom can forward you the reel that I sent to him, but I don't know that I have to
Pat
send it
to
you.
Pat had a radio show. He doesn't need to prove anything to you or anyone else.
So that the name of that sound clip, I'm sorry.
Rank the episode. Use one for that. Yeah. And I also, rank the episode. This is a really great season ender. Turns up the heat on the Ross-Rachel romance.
Absolutely.
This gets 8 friends out of a possible 10. What are you huffing about? If you're huffing, you can leave, You can leave. Rank the friends. No sound effect for that either.
Rank the friends.
You don't want me to cut from that, right?
No, I don't. Okay. No, that... And if there's anything to read, yeah. Okay, goodbye.
Enjoy the show.
Bye bye.
Have fun with this.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. Everybody's going to love our recap podcast for a show that happened.
Yeah.
Freaking 24 years ago.
Bye bye.
USA doesn't even do repeats of this, and that's the best network.
Bye bye. Bye bye. Rachel, Monica, Phoebe, Chandler, Ross, Joey. And you know what's exciting about? You can sit in that chair.
I can take this seat
and
now.
The screen is just take a screenshot of that.
On
the screen
I will.
Now.
I'm going to close this.
He didn't even touch anything. He slides.
I hope the studio does burn down.
He slides the mouse around and then makes like he's doing stuff. I don't even know what. I'd be just like I'm running half the stuff on my laptop. Never mind. Good.
Whatever. Well, I can tell you that there was a hastily.
You guys are a-holes.
On a second. Hey, get out. If you don't, can you do me a favor and just go check
and
on
lock
him?
Lock the door,
just if he's out of here, lock the door. If he's not out of here, just come back in and let me know.
I'm going to close out of this synopsis of the episode that he quickly searched for on the internet.
So, yes, everybody. Well, let me just say this. Hold on. Before I play this. It's the end of the season, and that means that season 2 can bring a lot of new changes in things. So there's going to be a lot of new changes for the friends. New people enter the picture, and maybe old friends, some friends, or people that weren't actually friends the whole time, leave the picture. That's what the show is about, and we will find out where that ends up for this. So I say to you all, thanks for listening to Meet My Friends, The Friends. Thanks for the great first season, and we'll be back with more episodes coming soon, very soon. And keep listening to Meet My Friends, the Friends. Josh Cantor with the music and Pat Byrne, producer. Thank you.